Welcome to English for You 2 Weekly Listening Practice. Bad Qualities 2.
My brother is very impatient. He can't even wait for a second when he wants something. If you don't answer him immediately, he would act childish and leave. He acts like that at work too, and many of his coworkers complain about his behavior. His boss even wanted to fire him once. Actually, he is the same way everywhere. If there is a line at the cashier, he will start mumbling. Or, if there's someone driving slowly in front of him and he can't pass them, he starts cursing at them.
The shop assistant at the grocery store down the street is so pushy. Whenever I go there to buy something, she always tries to push her products on me. She's like, "Young man, buy a little bit of these strawberries. They're so sweet." Or, "I just got fresh tomatoes in the morning. Why don't you take some?" I tried to politely and kindly refuse her offer, but still, she's very annoying. This is why I don't like going to the fruit and vegetable market either, because all the vendors want me to buy something from them.
Someone who is selfish cares only about his own well-being. He doesn't care about others. He acts as if other people didn't exist. If someone complains to him, he says, "God helps those who help themselves," or "First come, first served." Everybody makes his own luck. I have an uncle who is very selfish. The only thing that matters to him is what he wants. He has lots of money, but he doesn't care about others. He doesn't even care about his own brothers and sisters, although most of them are poor. One of his sisters lost her job, but he didn't offer to help her in any way. He didn't even take pity on her. She said to her, "Don't worry, if you keep looking for a job, then you will find one sooner or later." You can imagine how bad she felt after that, as she could hardly pay her bills.
One of my cousins is malicious. If something bad happens to another person, he smiles and enjoys it. He starts laughing at you if things don't turn out the way you plan. However, when something bad happens to him, he gets angry when he's being laughed at. The other day, the coat rack fell off in my apartment, and he burst out in laughter. 6 months ago, the monthly payments for my bank loan went up 20%, and he started smiling.
I have an aunt who is envious of everyone. When she found out that we bought a brand new Mercedes, the smile froze on her face. She froze for a sec and was saying meaningless things. She couldn't utter one meaningful word. When we bought our house, she couldn't even talk to us for months. She kept making remarks like, "It would cost you a fortune to maintain the house. You'll get tired of the housework and you will regret buying it." But of course, she has a house. When I told her that we had spent a week in California at her brother's, she started feeling down. She must have thought to herself that how we had the right to show up without notice. When I was accepted to college, she almost had a heart attack. She was so envious of me because neither of her sons were smart enough to go on to higher education.
She is so petty that even if you only buy a new pair of shoes, you can see that her face is red with envy.
She even hates to share a glass of water with us when we go over to her house.
I used to be a stubborn child. I would never obey my mother. In wintertime, for example, when it was cold outside, my mom would tell me to put on a thick coat before I left home. Usually, I just ignored her. After I came back home, I started coughing, got sick, and had a high temperature. In the end, however, I admitted that she was right. On some issues, however, I'm still stubborn even today.